Hello, I'm Mike Clark, podcast editor for Trials Change Lives. One of the ways in which trials might change lives is by including their results in systematic reviews. When this happens, we still need to know the best way to present this information to decision makers. Lisa Maguire from Queen's University in Belfast, Northern Ireland, tells us about the study that investigated this.
Any particular topic of research could have hundreds, if not thousands, of similar studies which have already been conducted. And this is where systematic reviews are really useful, as they bring together the evidence from a collection of similar studies to provide reliable and up-to-date answers for questions that may be important for people who are making decisions about health and social care. The reviews themselves can become really large documents, and one of the challenges is to find the best way to provide summaries that readers can understand quickly. In light of this, we conducted a study during the hot summer of 2013 to investigate this. It's part of a large series of studies to try to find the best ways to do and to report reviews. These are called SWAR. SWAR stands for Study Within a Review, and this one is SWAR number 2. In SWAR 2, we took a systematic review of the effects of using electric fans during heat waves on major health outcomes and gave one of four summaries to 36 volunteers. Three of the four summaries were written summaries, and one was a 5-minute long podcast that people could listen to. The written summaries were the review's scientific abstract, its plain language summary, and the transcript for the podcast. The decision on which summary to give to which person was made randomly, so that who got what was purely due to chance. The participants were asked to say in advance what they thought the review might find for the effects of fans on mortality, and after reading or listening to their summary, they were asked this question again. They were also asked whether they would like to read the full review, or if the summary had already told them all that they wanted to know. Most of the participants changed their opinion about the effects of fans after having either read or listened to their summary, and overall, just over half were able to identify the key message of the review. The highest proportion of correct answers came from those who had actually listened to the podcast. More than three quarters got it right. 23 of the participants, which is almost two-thirds, said that they did not feel the need to read the full review after their summary. These findings are interesting because they suggest how the thousands of words and dozens of pages in many systematic reviews that have been conducted might be summarised briefly in just one page or in a short podcast. However, because this study was relatively small, it is not possible to be certain just yet about the best type of summary to use. Instead, this study is going to be repeated for many more reviews, and then all the results will be combined.